The first state filed its complaint against the makers of OxyContin and other companies in the pharmaceutical supply chain early last year, saying they fueled the state's opioid crisis. News reports indicate some states are negotiating settlements with Purdue Pharma that would dissolve the company and force its owners, the Sackler family, to pay $3 billion without admitting any wrongdoing. In a joint statement including Delaware, several states say the deal does not provide the necessary accountability. John Culhane is co-director of the Family Health Law and Policy Institute at Widener University Delaware Law School. He says $3 billion is not a lot compared to settlements in similar cases like that of the tobacco industry in the late 90s.
It's also an attempt to find out, you know, what exactly happened and to get more information. I mean, if you've got a settlement, that kind of puts an end to the fact-finding process. And there's also no admission of wrongdoing. And for a lot of states that have been hard hit by the crisis, that's just not enough.
In a statement, Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings said her office remains steadfast in its commitment to hold Purdue and the Sackler family accountable for what she calls their clearly egregious role in the opioid crisis. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.